Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. You may have missed this story in the run-up to the holidays and everything that's associated with getting ready for the end of the year. But in December, in a landmark case for workers' rights and workplace accountability, three former executives of the telecommunications company called Orange, which was formerly known as France Telecom, were charged with collective moral harassment after they were alleged to create a work environment that was found to have directly contributed to the death by suicide of 35 employees. This included 19 employees who died by suicide between 2008 and 2009, many of whom left notes behind blaming the company or killed themselves actually in the workplace. And why would the executives of any company lead such an awful terroristic campaign against its own workers? Well, I guess money. According to prosecutors, this plan was enacted as a push by these executives to get rid of as many as 22,000 employees in order to counterbalance the significant amount of debt the company incurred when it privatized. You see, this company was formerly a part of the French government's Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications. But this also meant that its employees were granted special protection as civil servants, and that prevented these higher-ups from just out-and-out firing them. So these executives attempted to solve this problem by creating an atmosphere of fear and purposely stoked severe anxiety in order to drive workers to quit. The former CEO Didier Lombard, who was sentenced to 4 months in jail and a $16,000 fine, reportedly called these strategies part of a plan to get rid of unwanted employees either through the window or through the door. Just simply awful. Two other executives at Orange, Lombard's deputy and the company's then-director of human resources, also received jail time and fines for their roles in this scandal, and the company itself was fined around $83,000 in damages. But more importantly, this case marked the first time a French company had been charged with collective moral harassment, which creates an important precedent for similar cases in the future. Now, this is in France, and there's a lot of differences between French culture at work and American work culture, and between the way mental health issues are treated in the workplace today versus how they're treated, say, 10 years ago. But at its core, misuse of executive power, creating a hostile work environment, a fear-based work environment, and driving employees, to commit suicide is just incredible. And it's a problem that will continue to persist if it remains unchecked. And we don't remain vigilant, particularly as human resources leaders and executives, to make sure our workplaces aren't turning into the ones that can slowly, slowly start to resemble what happened at Orange. Horrible, horrible story. I hope to never have to report on something like this again. But it was something that was interesting and I think got lost a little bit because as it was announced in mid to late December and the holiday season. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.